CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast on demand.
The demanding.
Ari's just distracted watching more footage of the Will Smith thing. She's still convinced it's fake. I think it's totally real. I think Will lost his mind. You can see in his speech at the end, he's blubbering, he's shaking, he's out of his mind.
He's probably like,
he's lost it.
Yeah, it does look like he's a bit, but I mean,
unstable.
He also just won an Oscar.
Yeah, and he ruined it. I think he ruined his moment because it's his first Oscar and he ruined it by slapping someone in the face over a joke. I hate their philosophy when it comes to jokes. I hate that a lot of people in Hollywood think he was justified for hitting a comedian for doing his job. I mean, you're multi-millionaires. Get over a little joke about your hair. Come on.
Well, they've got a disease.
Yeah.
But, I mean, being overweight is also...
Like, for me,
people joke about fat people all the time.
I'm not even a big fan of Chris Rock. I didn't find the joke funny, but I think he has every right to tell the joke since that's his job. He's been paid to do that at the Oscars. People roast the people in the front rows all the time.
And another point, if you are larger or if you are, you know... disabled in any way or anything, usually it's the comedian they're putting the joke on themselves if they are any one of those things. They don't usually put the joke on or about someone else. Do you think?
Yeah, I suppose.
Do you think it's better to make a joke if you were a larger person to make a joke about yourself being large? Because they do that all the time.
Probably. And look, I wouldn't make a joke about someone having short hair because they've got alopecia, but I think the person that ends up being the jerk in the whole situation is Will Smith because he stormed the stage and hit the guy. Stupid.
Yeah.
What an idiot. Hate him. But we talk about it in the show. It got hot, this topic, didn't it?
It did get very heated.
Yeah.
I just still think it's fake. I just still think it's fake. The way that he slapped him, the walk, the stance.
But what about
his
breakdown, his full emotional breakdown? Is that pretend too? It's all a ruse?
No, I think that's all real and like yelling out afterwards. I think that's probably legit, but I reckon maybe, I don't know. I still think it's fake.
Because Chris Rock laughs when he enters the stage thinking that Will Smith's just doing a bit, just joking around, doesn't realise he's going to hit him. Because Will Smith... Yeah. Laughed at the joke at first till he saw his wife get mad.
Like, and where's the security?
I know. Like, but that's why.
That is because it's all pre-planned.
Yeah.
Pre-planned. No. Maybe it's all a awareness thing about the disease.
The big names like him just get away with stuff like that. That's why there's no security.
They do.
They knew he was going to win. The Academy knew that. So I was like, well, can we kick him out? I mean, he's going to win the Oscar. And then they've sort of backtracked now. They said, we don't condone violence, but everyone said, well, you did. You let him stay and you gave him a trophy.
Yeah, you literally did.
And then everyone pat him on the back and danced, got jiggy with him at the end. But then now they've sort of taken a step back and gone, oh, we're investigating it or whatever they're saying now. So good
that
times.
I guarantee their views went up because it's all a ploy.
Well.
All a ploy. Well, we'll find out what the listeners think anyway.
Here's the show. We discuss it more on the show and here you go. Here it is.
Here it is.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at home on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all. Now, no jokes about multimillionaire celebrities today, Ari, or you may get hit.
Okay, I'll get my cheek ready. Just kidding.
Because, that's okay according to Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, according to Hollywood. But they are actors. I think it's all a lie. It is all a lie. It's all made up.
Well, hey, hold it. We'll get to it soon.
Okay.
We'll get to it soon. We'll get into that soon.
You're getting me revved already.
Also, are you excited for the budge?
The budge?
The federal budge.
The
federal
budge
today.
I love how you're shortening it.
The Fed
budge. You're so cool, dude.
Pumped for budge?
Pumped for budge. Like, what's the budge about? Like, what are they budging?
Well, they budget the year's worth of how much money they spend in the government or something.
Yeah.
But it's expected he may drop the fuel excise between 10 and 20 cents. It's currently at about 44 cents per litre of the fuel.
Yeah.
Of tax.
Yep,
or whatever.
Cool. Yep.
Excited for budge?
Well,
pumped
excited,
for budge?
Yeah, pumped now.
And I owe Pete Davidson an apology, but we'll get to that soon. And
also,
we're still playing Who Dat with Pete Davidson today. There's one in two shots now, and that's your chance to go into the draw for a double pass to the Emu Valley Rhododendron Gardens. We'll play that before 7.
Pretty exciting, actually.
Taste Test Tuesday.
Oh, I am so excited for Taste Test Tuesday, South Australian edition.
And next 5 second rule to wake us up. Are you ready for this jelly?
Oh, bootalicious.
But are you ready for this jelly?
Yeah.
I don't think you're ready.
I'm ready.
I don't think you're ready for this jelly.
I'm ready, Adam. Come on. Morning.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 107.7 CFM.
All right, Ari. You are ready for this jelly.
Oh, I don't think I am, but
oh,
okay.
All right, we're going to do 5 second rule to wake us up. Play along listening, see if you can beat us.
Nina from yesterday, if you are listening, please help me out today.
And Alex. Alex is on Team Ads, remember? Mm-hmm. He called up too. We've got couple of teammates.
Yeah, so I'm really hoping they call in today.
So you're going to ask me one first?
Yep, okay. You will get this. So super easy.
Oh, too much pressure.
Made it easy for you, Ads.
I don't like the
Tuesday
pressure.
Tuesday morning. Okay, 5 second rule. Adam and Alex, name three reasons to be put in jail.
Oh, fraud, robbery, violence, like slapping someone. Assault. He's done it? Has he done
it? He's done it.
Oh, well, thank you. That was for you, Alex.
Yeah.
Did our team proud, probably.
Team Alex and Adam, you've done well.
And I got to slip in a sly dig at Will Smith, which I'm happy about.
Yeah, I knew you would be.
There'll be more of those to come.
The other one, you could have done the same thing too. Can I tell you the other one as well?
What?
On the other side of the card, it goes, name three talk show hosts.
Is Will Smith a talk show host?
No, but I feel like you would have.
Oh, I could have done it, yeah.
Yeah, you would have added something.
You
in
just
there.
Say Jimmy, Jimmy, Jimmy. Don't you?
You would have failed that one. Damn it, I should have said that one.
All right, here's one for you.
Oh, I'm so nervous.
In 5 seconds, Ari, and you listening, can you beat Ari?
The answer is yes, but okay.
and Nina from yesterday. In 5 seconds, please name three beach games.
Volleyball, beach cricket, and what? Beach games.
Oh, running
that's
out of time.
That's another beach game.
I know, those are the two obvious ones, but.
Oh, what's another beach game?
It's frisbee.
Oh.
Kite flying.
That's not a really. Kite flying is not a game.
Beach bowling, limbo.
They're just games.
Is surfing? Right. That's a game. Well, that's a sport. Sporty's game.
Does surfing count as a...
Sporty's game.
Well, surfing is in the ocean, not on the beach.
Yeah.
Does that count?
The ocean is on the beach.
Well, I mean, buttons are on the quilt, not the sheet.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. Now we're getting tricky, aren't we?
Water bucket relay, it says here on the internet.
What is another legitimate beach game that like goes with like beach volleyball, beach cricket?
Digging
that you would
in
play?
The sand, sandcastles.
That is not a game.
Sandcastle challenge.
Well, yeah, okay. I wouldn't say that's a game though.
Surf is game. Sport is game.
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. It's just sport.
So you think you won because you got all two?
No, I'm trying to think of a third one still. It's going to take me the entire show.
Oh, well, good luck.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
It's exciting times because it's time to eat it.
Eat it, eat it. Open up your mouth and feed it. Have some more yogurt, have some more Spam. It doesn't matter if it's fresh or canned.
Ari's brought something back from her native Adelaide for us today.
I sure have. South Australia is very, very well known. In fact, this item is
wine?
Iconic.
It's wine.
It's not wine.
Is it la-di-da free settler food?
This item is recognised by the National Trust as having cultural and historic significance to the state of South Australia.
Right.
And I present to you a bag, a show bag.
Fruit chocks.
Fruit chocks.
Let's have a look at this.
Okay, fruit chocks.
What is it?
I will.
That's empty.
That's an empty bag.
You have that.
That's a little. I bought an extra one for me to eat on the plane.
Apricots covered in white chalk.
Yep. So there's apricots. Yep, covered in white chocolate. And there's a little show bag. So you got each one of the flavours.
Ah, raspberries covered in white chalk.
That's like a special edition one.
So these are very important to the people
of
South Australia.
They are very important, yep.
Oh, what? Milk chalk around apricots.
Yep. That's probably like the most famous
is it?
One.
This is the...
Yep, that's probably the one you want to start with.
Okay. There's two others in here.
Yep.
Or mango covered in milk choc. An apricot covered in dark choc.
Mm.
You got all
so
the shades.
With, yeah, I did. Start with the milk choc, I reckon.
Okay. So this is, I've never, Men's, this is the brand. And mm-hmm. this is a big, big South Australian thing, is it?
Huge.
Like culturally significant.
Huge. In SA, approximately 90 million fruit chocs are made each year. That's a lot. Fruit chocs were first produced in 1948. Delish.
Yeah, good, aren't they?
Absolutely delish, do you think?
Yeah, they're good. I'm having the milk chocolate apricot ones right now.
Mm.
That's a buy from me. I would give that a buy.
So they're unexpected real peach and apricot on the inside. Absolutely delicious. Delightful chocolate on the outside.
I'll try one of these white choc raspberries.
If you're going to South Australia anytime.
You can't get these in Taz?
No.
These are rare, are they?
Yeah. Can only get them in SA. Thank you. Yes. I will have one. I haven't had the raspberry one before.
Which one's your favourite?
Well, you can't really go past the milk chocolate, but I've never had the white chocolate raspberry. I thought I'd wait.
Just had a couple. They're good.
Ooh. Okay. White chocolate raspberry. Ooh.
What are your thoughts?
That's worth a double dip, isn't it?
You're going in. She's going in for more.
That's delicious.
How do we get these?
And they're gluten-free, which I really wanted to let you know as well.
No gut burnies.
Mm-hmm. No gut burnies with these ones.
Well, that's so, a...
How do you feel?
That's a yes from me. That's a buy.
Mm.
Obviously, you already love them.
Mm.
But how do you feel about the new flavour you tried there?
Oh, delicious. Absolutely delicious. So
Divine. These are called Men's Fruit Chocs.
Mm-hmm.
South Australian history right there.
Massive, massive NSA.
Yellow.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
Up next, we're playing Who Dat at 1300 655 922. Still with Pete Davidson. There's two clips left. I have to apologise to him as well.
Why?
Well, yesterday I was saying he's the second biggest douche in the world, you know, behind Kanye. But things were put into perspective for me yesterday, those Oscars.
Yeah.
He's got to be at least third. I think Will Smith, second biggest douche.
Kanye is still topping it at number
obviously.
One.
Oh, obviously. I mean, this is like prolonged public bullying and all
yeah.
this. But, I mean, if you did miss it, should we play it? We'll play, might as well play the clip now because we're going to be probably mentioning this and we're also asking the Facebook at CFM Tasmania, do you think Will Smith should lose his Oscar? But here's a clip of what went down. Chris Rock told a joke about his wife. He got up on stage, slapped him, started yelling.
You know who's got the hardest job tonight? Javier Bardem and his wife are both nominated. Now, if she loses, he can't win. He is praying that Will Smith wins. Like, please, Lord. Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right? That was a nice one. Okay. I'm out here. Uh-oh. Richard. Oh, wow. Wow. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Keep my wife's name out your f***ing mouth.
Wow, dude.
Yes.
It was a G.I. Jane jump.
Keep my wife's name out your f***ing mouth.
I'm going to, okay? Okay. That was a greatest night in the history of television. Okay.
Bit of tension.
Oh, I think it's fake.
You still think it's fake?
Yep, still think it's fake.
That was real tension. That was real.
Well, they are actors, so.
But he rushed the stage and assaulted the man. If it was real, do you think he should have his Oscar taken off him? I think security should have ripped him out of the room. Like, whether or not, maybe
he could... because it's fake. If it was real, they would have done that. It's all fake.
So you're saying...
The ratings for the Oscars have gone down, and they're like, where's Kanye? Didn't Kanye at one point go up and steal an Oscar from someone?
He didn't assault anyone, though.
No, but still, that was pretty poor form. And
it was,
guess
what?
Definitely. Everyone watched the Oscars again, because they're like, ooh, what's he going to do this year? So next year, it's going to be like, ooh, what he's going to do?
No, I know what
Who's
you're saying.
Who's going to be slapped?
But so you're saying it's definitely fake because obviously you rip someone out of the room when they do that. Well, I agree. Well, yeah, obviously, that's what you do.
You know, there'd be more consequences if it was real.
Yeah, but it's Hollywood. There's no consequences for them. They do what they want.
Oh, a show. If you're offended, they are paid actors. It's what they do. Their job.
If you're a multimillionaire actor and someone makes fun of your multimillionaire wife, you're allowed to get up on the stage and slap whoever you want, apparently.
They make fun of everyone in the Oscars.
I think we sort of agree. We just come to different conclusions based on what
fake.
We think.
It's all fake.
But we are asking at CFM Tasmania, do you think he should have it taken off him? Some people saying yes, some people saying...
Well, no, because it's fake.
Some people saying no, I agree with violence, so... Next up, we'll play Who Dat, still playing with Pete Davidson, CFM's Adam and Ari Morning.
We do not agree with violence.
No, unlike the people on our Facebook comments there.
Yeah.
Take the Oscar off him.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
It's not fake.
It is fake.
They actually just behave like that in Hollywood.
You know what? How much publicity they are getting from this now.
Oh, it's clever.
Every radio station ever this morning would be talking about it.
But do you think Will Smith... It doesn't make Will Smith look good to a lot of people won't want to watch his films.
Publicity is publicity.
Yeah. He's also... You know, he's a cuckold.
A what?
He lets his wife have affairs. So it's also a little bit like, what's this really about, Will?
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
That's true, you can look that up.
Really?
It's all there on Google.
Are they in like an open siege?
You could call it that.
Yeah, okay, anyway, time to play Who Dat. I don't feel like playing anymore because I'm too interested in knowing more about this situation. But we are looking for the real Pete Davidson. Davidson with a D, not like Adam's last name.
And I'm cool with Pete Davidson now. I hate Will instead.
Okay, well, you can roll over to hating Will. I still am a fan of Pete, so my verdict has not changed here.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we've only got two clips because it's a rollover from yesterday. So one in two chances of winning. Amazing. If you do get it right, by the way, you'll win a double pass to Emu Valley Rhododendron Gardens. And to make it even more special, Adam, how about 3 hours of free rides?
We're going to throw that in.
Come on.
A wristband it's for a 3 hours of free rides at the Devonport Family Fun Fair.
Yeah. For not just one person, but for two.
That's good. People like those wristbands.
So lots of activities. That is a full weekend of activities. Go to Emu Valley Rhododendron Gardens. Go to the Family Fun Fair in Devonport.
Yep.
You got the coast covered.
One in two chance. Just have a guess. Here we go. Is it B or C? We've already done away with A yesterday.
B or C.
Which one is Pete Davidson, the third biggest douche on the planet?
When I came back, the dog was like really tight with my mom. Right, so I bought another one.
Or is it C?
I had a match with Post Malone in a beer pong game.
They sound very similar.
Yeah.
But only one is the real Petey boy.
All right, play it again. B.
When I came back, the dog was like really tight with my mom. Right, so I bought another one.
C.
I had a match with Post Malone in a beer pong game.
1-300-655-922. Which one is Pete Davidson?
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
Zach from Guns Plains is on with us to play Who Dat. Before we play, can we just ask, what's your opinion on the Will Smith Oscars controversy?
Well, he's standing up for his wife, so kind of agree with it, but it's not a right to hit someone.
Yeah, I think everyone's kind of in the same boat. Do you think it's real or do you think it's fake?
Ooh, yeah, fake. I'll say fake.
Yes!
I mean, if it is fake, it's very clever. We're all talking about it. No one cared about the Oscars yesterday.
No one at all. Go, Zach.
All right, good on you, Zach. All right, two clips. Which one's Pete Davidson? Here's B.
When I came back, the dog was like really tight with my mom. Right, so I bought another one.
And here's C.
I had a match with Post Malone in a beer pong game.
All right, Zach, which one's Pete Davidson?
I don't even know who Pete Davidson is, so I'll go C.
I had a match with Post Malone in a beer pong game.
I'm sorry, Zach.
I'm so sorry, Zach.
That's Machine Gun Kelly. Sorry, mate.
Oh, have a good day.
Cheers, guys.
See you, mate.
Bye.
Thanks.
Robert,
mate, by default, Robert, you're the winner because we've only got one clip left.
Which clip is it?
What clip were you going to say, though?
What clip was I going to say? I was going
to
say B.
Oh, he was going to be right anyway.
When I came back, the dog was like really tight with my mom. Right, so I bought another one.
Good on you, Robert.
Go, Robert.
Oh, thank you.
Well done. You've won yourself 3 hours of free rides at the Devonport Family Fun Fair for two people, and also a double pass to Emu Valley Rhododendron Gardens.
Perfect, thank you.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtas.com.au.
Marshmallow, he's got a big head. He's teamed up there with the Jonas Brothers. They've got normal human-sized heads. Leave Before You Love Me. CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Time for a quick whip through history.
Today in history, the thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
There she is. She's in. 29th of March today, Ari. Should we have a look?
Can you believe it?
Yesterday when we were having a look, we were talking about Malinga getting four wickets for four bowls.
Oh, we've had someone message to the Facebook page.
Is it called a hat-trick or whatever? My dad texted in. He was like, it's called a double hat-trick.
Yeah, that's the same thing that someone through the Facebook page said
too. See, for me, a double hat-trick sounds like six wickets in a row.
Lee Wallace said, Adam bro. It's a double hat-trick. Leezy.
Yeah, I made a fool of myself.
He wrote Leezy at the end.
I don't think they should call it a double hat-trick.
Cool nickname.
Because a double hat-trick sounds like
would
two hat-tricks.
Eight,
yeah,
it?
Six.
Oh, hang on, what's a hat-trick?
Three.
Oh, I thought it was four.
But anyway, on to today's history. On this day in 1886, Coca-Cola was launched as an esteemed brain tonic and intellectual beverage.
Very cool. Very, very cool.
On this day in 1989, speaking of cool, Australia's Funniest Home Videos made its debut.
Good evening and welcome to Australia's Funniest Home Video Show. Now would you please welcome the delightful Miss JoBev Taylor.
You know what? I would watch it if it came back.
Would you?
I would 100%. Get the tapes back out. Man, they're funny.
You reckon?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, okay.
Like on Netflix or something. Like not on regular TV.
Oh, obviously not. Not living in the dark ages.
No.
On this day in 1996, Phil Collins left Genesis to further his solo career. We know how that went. I think it went pretty well.
Think he did all right.
On this day in 2004, the Republic of Ireland became the first nation to ban smoking in all closed public places.
Good choice.
You reckon?
Good choice, yep.
And on this day in 2015, 93,013 cricket fans attended the biggest single day of cricket at the MCG to watch Australia defeat New Zealand in the World Cup. Ari. That's history.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all. What an hour we have packed in here.
What a time to be alive.
So I've got an old piece of audio from 1998 from CFM. Going to present that to you. It raises an important question we have to answer as well.
Oh, you're the biggest radio nerd I've ever met.
Word Sanger's coming up. Your chance to go into the draw for $150 to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalwork. So roll over from yesterday. So if you heard it yesterday, you've already heard the clues.
Exactly. Hope you're ready for it.
Dog newser.
Oh, my God.
Coming up.
Yes.
And next, we're talking to Taylor from Cricket Tasmania about the Woolworths Cricket Blast.
It's all happening, Adam.
It is. Let's get on with it.
Happy
Ed Sheeran.
Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you too, Ari. How nice of you to say.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1300 655 922.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. The Woolworths Community Fund program at Acton Cricket Club in Burnie has kicked off. It kicked off on the 7th of March with more than 40 kids participating, and it's running until the 4th of April. To tell us more about it is Taylor from Cricket Tasmania. Morning, Taylor. So tell us, what is the Woolworths Community Fund?
Morning, and thank you for having me on today. So the Woolworths Community Fund is designed to bring cricket participants who traditionally wouldn't have access to the game. I guess it breaks down those barriers that participants do have to joining a cricket program, and provides them with more opportunity to participate in Woolworths Cricket Blast programs within their community.
Yeah, and it's already happening. So how are the kids enjoying it so far?
Yeah, the kids are absolutely loving it. They can't wipe the smile off their faces throughout the whole session. You can tell that they definitely want to come back next season, which is super exciting for the club.
And how does this impact the local community?
Yeah, so the Woolworths Community Fund brings local clubs, schools and communities together to create opportunities for cricket to children to play cricket. it allows participants and families to create a connection within their community at the club. It has a massive impact on the community. It's, you know, a super exciting program.
And what age groups is this for?
Yep, so it's for children aged between 5 to 10. That primary school age, kids who are first, trying cricket for the first time.
And is it too late for people to get involved? It's already kicked off. Is it too late?
Yeah, it has already kicked off, but we definitely haven't shut the doors. We'd love as many participants through the doors as possible. So, yeah, definitely reach out.
Yeah, so if you'd like to be part of the Woolworths Community Fund, the Cricket Blast that's happening with the Acton Cricket Club in Burnie, yeah, you can still get involved. Where can people go to get involved?
Yep, so reaching out to the club via their Facebook page is definitely the best way to get in touch.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Taylor Crane from Cricket Tasmania, for joining us this morning.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
That's Toxic Pony and this is Dog.
Right, dog Ari. News?
No, dog. This is dog. This is dog. All right, a four-month-old puppy named Cashew has been located by police and reunited with her carers after the young Staffy was stolen from a Queensland RSPCA.
Cashew, what a cute name.
CCTV footage captured the theft, which involved a Queensland man wearing a clown mask. So some clown's broken in, literally. Some clown.
Stop it, they look so scary.
Cashew was found at a North Brisbane home by police, who quickly reunited her with her carers. In the CCTV footage of the theft, the man was seen forcing his way into the RSPCA. This happened 10 days ago on the 19th at around 2 a.m, using an angle grinder to break into a metal cage. A lot of effort put into this heist.
Just to get one dog.
Yeah, which he then lost.
A Staffy named Cashew.
You think the name is what got the dog stolen?
And probably the fact that it's a Staffy. Do you reckon he was like trying to train it to be like a dog fighter? Or do you think he just really loved Cashew?
I don't know. He's angle grinding, he's dressing up like a clown. A lot of effort gone in.
I'm thinking dog fighting.
You think? He was then seen leaving the scene with Cashew in his arms. The puppy had recently undergone surgery and required daily medication, prompting concerns from the RSPCA about the young puppy's welfare when he was gone. RSPCA Queensland spokesperson Emma Lagoon said, "We're absolutely thrilled that Cashew has been brought back into care and cannot thank the police and members of the public enough for the concern and help in getting Cashew back to the RSPCA. After her traumatic ordeal, we're happy to say she'll be able to finally go home with her new adopters very soon." Police are continuing to investigate the incident after Cashew was rescued and will work to locate the clown responsible.
Yeah. I'm picturing like it running around stealing dogs. Staffies in particular.
But all's well that ends well, the dog's fine.
No, I just want a dog.
Go, Cashew.
I just want a dog. I just want a dog. Dog.
Mind how you go, Cashew.
No, I just want a dog.
Mind how you go.
I just want a dog. I just want a dog. A dog. Dog. And I want my dog to be in films.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
20 minutes to 8, let's do Word Sanger.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Okay, it's time for Word Sanger. This indeed is a rollover from yesterday. Okay, Theo, we'll give you two words. We want to know the word that goes in the middle of the Sanger. If you were listening yesterday, you may have heard some of the incorrect answers.
I'm going to play them back though anyway if you didn't. So don't worry, I've got it here ready to play back.
Anyway, if you think you know the correct one, give us a buzz, 1-300-655-922, and you'll be in the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
Here's our words.
Your words for today are footy and shop.
Now here's yesterday's wrong answers. Sean from Devonport.
Footy and shop.
What's that middle word, player?
Shoe.
It's not shoe.
No, footy shoe, shoe shop.
It's a good guess.
Works well, but it's not the
what
one
we're looking
for. No.
Emma in Burnie.
Is it possibly game?
It's not game.
Ooh, footy game, game shop.
It's not game. Cheers, Emma. Not shoe, not game. 1-300-655-922. What is that middle word? Footy something, something shop.
Footy and shop. Ooh.
You know what it is. Don't lie to me.
I do.
Footy something, something shop. What's the something at 1300 655 922, player?
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au. Word Sanger.
Something.
Nigel from Devonport is on with us to play Word Sanger. Just quickly, Nigel, what do you think of the controversy at the Oscars with Will Smith?
Maybe fake.
Yeah, you reckon fake?
Go, Nigel. I also think it's fake.
I do, They're actors.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what Ari was saying.
You're so smart, Nigel. You are so smart.
All right, Nigel. Theo will give you the words again for Word Sanger.
Your words for today are footy and shop.
What do you think, Nigel? What goes in the middle?
Tip.
The word for my sander is tip. Footy tip. Tip shop.
He's smart.
You've got the rollover Word Sanger. You are correct. Go, Nigel.
Thank you.
More than welcome. Hang there and we'll grab your phone number.
Thank you.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
Now, you know how I'm obsessed with radio. It's probably why I'm here.
Yeah.
I've got a big archive of all this old radio, right?
Oh.
Now, some of it I got from the great Lee Dixon, especially local stuff.
Okay, yeah.
And I was listening just recently, because this is what I do in my spare time.
You are literally the biggest radio nerd I've ever heard.
Yep, that's right.
Or like been friends with or known about. Like, no one in their spare time just goes back through archives and just listens to like old radio clips.
Guilty as charged. But yeah, I was just in my spare time listening to an old tape of CFM.
Tape?
Well, it's a digital file, but it obviously started as a tape.
Yeah.
Of CFM in 1998. And you know,
1998.
We've discussed this before, bringing back Spurs and everything. This was an ad that was on CFM for Spurs in 1998.
Next Friday, December 11th, the Warehouse Nightclub helps Spurs Saloon celebrate its sixth birthday with the 1998 Miss Nightclub competition. It'll be a top night as special guest Tanya Zayeta from Who Dares Wins, Hey Hey Saturday's Pluck a Duck, and the Energizer himself, Mark Jacko Jackson, host the event. Check out 18 beautiful contestants from around the state modeling swimwear and clubwear as they vie for the title of Miss Nightclub 98, Friday, December 11th at the Warehouse Nightclub. Be there.
That sounds so 90s, doesn't it?
Who Dares Wins and Plug a Duck involved. Yeah. But if you're listening, were you there that night at Spurs in 1998 with Plug a Duck and the person from Who Dares Wins? There's one person who I think might have been there, Ari.
Who?
I reckon Kelly from Toy World Devonport. And the reason I think she might have been there is because she was a massive Hey Hey It's Saturday fan. In fact, she appeared on the show with her husband, I think 1996, but at some point in the 90s, she was on the show. I actually, when I was doing the long lunch, I even spoke to her about it.
Gary and Kelly in our audience from Devonport. Where are you from Devonport?
Devonport.
Did you get a reasonable seat? There you are. How many weeks have you been married?
Oh, it's a week today.
A week today. Oh, congratulations. Yeah. Nice to have you in.
So that's you?
That was, now we're going back, 23 years ago.
Yeah. And you
24 years ago.
One week married at the time, is that right?
Yes, yeah. So we just went to Melbourne for our honeymoon. Obviously, Hey Hey It's That Day was a big show back in the 80s and 90s. And my husband just happened to ring up and Daryl Summers answered the phone virtually. And, yeah, we were part of the audience.
So do you think Kelly from Toy World Devonport and her husband were at Spurs in 1998 for that big event? With Plug a Duck hanging out with Plug a Duck? I say we play a song and we try and get her on the line. We call her, see. Because I want to know. I want to know who was there.
Oh, you really chucked her in the deep end. Are you actually going to call her?
Yeah, let's call her next. Let's see if we can find out. Kelly, were you at Spurs in 1998 one time? With Plug a Duck. Why not?
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1300 655 922.
All right, CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. We've just been talking about this old ad I found, an old CFM ad from 1998 for the Spurs' sixth birthday celebration featuring Plug a Duck from Hey Hey It's Saturday. We're going to call Kelly from Toy World Devonport because I know for a fact she loved her Hey Hey It's Saturday. In fact, she was on the show with her husband. But we just talked about that. Now, time to get her on the phone. Let's see if she was at this Spurs nightclub sixth birthday back in 98. You talk.
Good morning, Tordum. For Kelly speaking.
Oh, it's Kelly. It's Adam and Ari here.
Oh, hi, guys. How are we going?
We're good. So well, Kelly. What have you been up to?
What have I been up to? Yeah. Just working.
Now, back in the day, did you like to go out a little?
Yes, I did.
Well, good start.
Kelly, we're just messing around here in the studio and we were just listening to an old ad from 1998 for the Spurs Saloon's sixth birthday. And the reason we called you is because Plug a Duck was there. This was in 1998 and we thought, well, if anyone was there, it was probably the Hey Hey at Saturday star herself, Kelly from Toy World Devonport. Do you remember if you went to that event?
I probably did, mate. I can't remember. I used to party pretty hard in my 20s.
Go, Kelly.
Oh, dear. So, I did work there as well, though.
Oh, might have been.
Oh.
So I would assume that one would have been there, yes.
Right.
Their sixth birthday, big event.
So what year were you on the Hey Hey at Saturday show? Was that 96?
That was 96, yes, because that was the year we got married. So that was what we did for our honeymoon.
Yeah. And a couple of years later, this Spurs. I reckon Kelly must have been there.
I reckon you were there.
Oh, I reckon I was there, darling. Yes, partying hard. I do like to dance, you know.
Nice.
Haven't changed, have you, Kel?
Not at all.
That's all we were calling for, Kelly. Just wanted to check. Yeah.
Okay, I know you still got my frog, so I'll be back.
We do. Yeah, we're a crazy frog.
I might even drop off something else so you can sort of get the listeners interested in something that's going to be re-released, but it doesn't talk in English. There you go.
Right, re-released. There's a teaser.
Oh, re-released doesn't talk in English.
The ketchup song. Okay.
Adam.
What did you say?
The ketchup song. Remember Laz Ketchup? Is that getting re-released? That's not in English.
I'm not sure.
Okay, so it's not that.
Posted anyway.
Oh, go, Kelly.
Thanks so much, Kelly.
You guys.
You too, Kel.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now in the car on the iHeartRadio app.
Morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all. Well, we've been talking today.
Well.
Been talking about the Oscars controversy today. We're continuing that conversation at CFM Tasmania on the Facebook page. Do you think he should lose his Oscar for physically assaulting a comedian doing his job?
I think it's all fake, so he can keep his Oscar, because I think it was all a ploy to get us to talk about it and watch it.
Well, a lot of callers have also said they think it's fake, but if it's real, do you think he should have it taken off him? Chris Rock.
If it was real, he would have already got it taken off him,
you think?
Surely.
No,
surely.
I've actually been to Hollywood. They are that mental.
No.
They think it's okay to assault someone over a joke. It is. It is like that over there.
No, I just don't believe it. Anyway, funny comments, by the way. I'm absolutely frothing. Candace goes, no way. That was great. That was the greatest thing I've seen in ages. See? Content.
A few people have been cracking the joke that lucky it wasn't Alec Baldwin's wife he was making jokes about.
Adam. We've got here Janet Hay. I watched the Oscars last night and Chris deserved what he got.
Violence deserved, did he? Nice. Advocating violence over a joke.
You've got some more comments there too.
There was one about the Shark Tales because Will Smith's in that.
I love the GIFs that are coming through on the Facebook post.
This one.
What has gotten into you?
Me? Oh, I swear, sometimes I want to take your big, dummy head and just...
Ange, what is the problem?
That is my favourite bit in that movie too. So thank you for sending that GIF through, Aiden Roger.
I've never seen that one, but...
need to watch it. It's
let us know your thoughts. 1-300-655-922. No thought is wrong. You're entitled to your opinion. We just want to know your opinion.
Well, it's all fake anyway, so who really cares?
Give us your opinion at 1-300-655-922 and we'll give you 2 3-hour free ride wristbands to the Devonport Family Fun Fair. That's
exactly the exchange.
Simple business. All right.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtas.com.au.
Jared, in Devonport, what do you think of the whole Oscars controversy?
I think it was actually completely real.
Yeah,
you do.
I think it was real too.
Yeah, I do. Unfortunately, I think, I mean, bit of a bad taste of a joke if someone's actually got like a medical condition.
Mm.
So I can understand the reaction of it.
Yep.
But it's probably not the best way to handle it in front of millions of people.
Mm. How do you think, what about the academy itself just letting him stay and then giving him the award and then sort of everyone patting him on the back and cuddling him afterwards and stuff? That was a bit of a weird scene for me personally. What do you think, Jared?
It was. I mean, I think it took everyone by surprise. I don't think anyone was ever expecting someone to stand up and do that.
Mm.
So I guess they probably weren't sure how to react to it.
Yeah.
I'm guessing, and I suppose they would have known that he was going to win.
Yeah, exactly.
But it may have been even more controversy if he had already left and then he won. I'm not really sure. It was.
Yeah.
It was interesting viewing, for sure.
Yep, for sure.
That's why it's fake. That is why it's fake. They wanted you all to keep watching.
Thanks, Jared, for your comments. We really appreciate it. And we'll give you 2 3-hour free wristbands to the Devonport Family Fun Fair. They're yours. Cheers, mate.
Sounds great. Thank you very much.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
What's going on down there at the reception desk?
Nothing. Why?
Call 1-300-655-922.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
Got some birthday shout-outs for you. Submitted through cfmtaz.com.au, where we have our CFM birthday book, so they're all in the draw to win $50 to spend at peppermint parties in East Devonport. Marquee, photo booth, lots more. Ari, what we got?
Huge happy birthday to Nina Franks from Smithton. Happy 9th birthday to our beautiful Nina. We hope you have a great day. Lots of love, Mum, Dad and Evie.
Archie from Burnie, happy birthday, Archie. 5 today, lots of love, Nan and Pop, Jessica, Ethan, Tia, Kira Lee, Tayton, Adikas, and Alira.
That was a hard one, Ads. Cheers. Good job. Proud of you.
Cheers for that.
Olivia
Cheers.
Anderson from Forest. Happy 4th birthday, beautiful girl. Hope you have an amazing day and enjoy your party tonight. Lots of love, Mum, Dad, Rylan, and Leo.
And we have Paul Clancy from Devonport. Happy 60th birthday. Growing old is mandatory. Growing up. Is optional.
Yes, player.
From everyone at Taz Networks Devonport.
Huge happy birthday to your milestone.
CFMTAZ.com.au to get those birthday entries in. It's a beautiful day today to have a birthday. Oh, and it's a beautiful day by you too. That's a coincidence.
Stop it, Adam.
Oh, smooth segue.
Radio nerd.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
What a beautiful day, Ari.
It is a beautiful day to have a beautiful day.
We're at 1-300-655-922. Steph's given us a call. Hello, Steph. Steph from where, sorry?
The Girls Programming Network. I was hoping to just talk about a couple of events we've got coming up this weekend and next.
What's that?
So these are free workshops for young girls to come along and learn how to code. We are doing some computer games that the girls actually create.
Yep.
And they're completely free workshops. They're fully catered. They're for any experience, so from complete beginners through to advanced levels. There's something for everything, something for everyone, I should say,
yep,
at the GPN.
Yeah, where and when?
So this Saturday, we have our first workshop launching in Smithton, and the girls will be creating the game Rock, Paper, Scissors. Or scissors, paper, rock, depending where you come from.
Yeah.
Scissors, paper, rock, I am.
Rock, paper, scissors, but let's not get into that.
No, quite the debate. So that is from 10 till 4 at the Study Centre in Smithton, and registrations close tomorrow night. And then our next workshop, it's the second one for Burnie, so the girls will be programming the game Guess Who, and that is Saturday the 9th at the UTAS campus in Burnie.
And where
and
that's
also 10 till 4.
Oh, wonderful. And where can everyone register?
So the events are both on Eventbrite and they're also on Facebook. So simply searching GPN for Girls Programming Network. They should find them on Facebook.
Wonderful.
Right, perfect.
Eventbrite.
Thanks, Steph.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you so much.
Cheers. Bye.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Let's have a sing.
Sing it to the chorus.
La, la, la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
How would you like to be in the draw to win a $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher?
Yes, please. Oh, I'm disqualified.
Yes, please.
Damn.
We both can't win, but you definitely can by calling 1-300-655-922 and having a little bit of a sing-along karaoke sort of style. We'll play a line of a song and you need to tell us or sing, preferably, the next line. Can you do it?
1-300-655-922 is the telephone number, and this is the line.
From all of my sadness,
Oh, doesn't it just make you want to sing?
I think it does. It won 300-655-922. Play it again, Sam.
What comes next? Can you sing it?
What's the phone number, Ari?
1-300-655-922.
She's done it.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 107.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922. Chorus Kings.
Sing it! Josh from Ulverston's on with us. Before we have a sing, Josh, what are your thoughts on the Oscars controversy?
I reckon Will's in the right there. Chris shouldn't have said much about his wife, I don't think.
You reckon?
Yeah, do you reckon it's real or fake?
Looked pretty hard to me, so I reckon it probably might be real.
I reckon the yelling looked real. That's the thing that I reckon made it real. His yelling was pure rage.
Yeah, he wasn't impressed.
No, he wasn't.
I'm just going to say he's a pretty good actor.
All right. Well, Josh, here's the line. Here's the line, Josh. You take it from there, all right?
No worries.
Cheers, mate. From all of my sadness, the tears that I've
cried, I have spent all of my life. Go, Josh!
Waiting for tonight. Oh.
Let's check the tape. Waiting for tonight. He's done it. Josh, you're our chorus king for the day. Nice one, mate.
You got to be a king now and again.
That's
yes,
right.
Yes, Josh.
That's our
Josh.
That's our Josh.
You're in the draw to win a $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher.
Thanks very much.
No worries, Joshy boy. Hang there. We'll grab your phone number.
Tech Talk Tuesday next. Here's the song. Jennifer Lopez, Waiting for Tonight on CFM.
Talking Tech with Richard Pascoe. The Adelaide Tech Guy.
All right, with us once again to talk tech on a Tuesday, it's Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide Tech Guy. Actually, earlier in the show today, Richard, we tried a South Australian confectionery, didn't we, Ari?
Well, I'm from Adelaide, and I was home last week for a couple of days for a funeral and brought Adam back a treat. It's a SA icon. Could you guess what it is, Richard?
Well, it's either going to be Farmers Union iced coffee.
Oh, I don't know how that would have travelled well.
Yeah, I know. It's a little esky in it.
Yeah, something to eat, and it's sweet.
Oh, fruit chop.
Boom. He's done it.
He's done
correct.
It.
Here we go.
Go, Pasco.
Oh, lovely.
They're great. Love fruit chop.
Yeah, they're delicious, aren't they?
I had my first ever one today. They are good.
Fruit chug virgin, that's what we like.
Yeah, well, as a Tasmanian, I'd never tried them, but... That's all over now. Does that mean I'm one of you?
Oh, we'll claim you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. All right, Richard, you got some advice for people looking to play a video file or a DVD on a computer?
Yeah, a lot of people still want to play video DVDs on their computers, and they always say, I can't play it on a Windows 10 or Windows 11 computer. You only need one piece of software, VLC. If it doesn't play on VLC, you really shouldn't play it. So somebody sends you a video file and the VLC won't play it. It should not be played because it's probably got infections on there. And so, you know, VLC will play basically anything. It plays audio, it plays video files on there, it plays files from disk, it does webcam streams, it does audio streams. The really good thing about it, runs on all platforms as well, runs on Windows, runs on Macs, runs on Android, Linux, it'll run on anything. Completely free, no spyware, no ads, and it doesn't track you using... No user tracking on there.
And it even plays
wonderful pieces.
Even plays M4As. Nothing plays them.
Yeah, there we go.
And VLC looks like a traffic cone, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
That's the one. Correct, Ari.
Thank you. amazing. And rumour has it that there's an iPhone 14 coming, Richard.
Well, we know the iPhones come out September every year, and I know it's only March, but all the rumours are starting to come down. Again, it's going to be all about the camera with the iPhone 14. So they're saying the iPhone 14 Pros and Pro Max will probably have a 48 megapixel wide camera system, which is a big bump for the iPhones on there. So significant upgrade will allow you to record 8K video. I don't really know why you need 8K video at the moment, but allow you to do it. And probably video, which will be suitable for the long room and Apple's long room and AR/VR headset. Early estimates on pricing that puts it around about $5,000.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, I know.
Claim it
so
back.
An AR/VR headset, so artificial reality or virtual reality headset, I wouldn't pay $5,000 for one. I really wouldn't.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
But the iPhone 14 Pro model, they reckon it's going to elevate mobile phone camera photography to a new level. Really, can it get any better? Well, it looks like it might be able to, so...
I suppose they manage to, yeah, make it better every time, so we can expect that, I'm sure. And there's an issue with Kaspersky antivirus.
Yeah, the German cyber intelligence is going along and saying, you know what, you really should remove and replace Kaspersky AV because it comes out of Russia. So, you know, if you want to support the Ukraine out there, you're going to want to get rid of it. And people have had concerns over Kaspersky for the last few years. The United States banned government agencies from using Kaspersky products. And remember, it's a good reminder to tell people, you don't have to have the antivirus that came with your computer. You can go along, if you've got Kaspersky on there, you go to their website, it's a Kaspersky removal tool, so you can go along and remove it. Stick with Windows Defender or something, put something else on there like a Trend or a Norton. But every antivirus company, you don't have to stick with them. There's a removal tool for every one of them. You can get rid of it, and you need to use a removal tool because Windows itself won't remove all of it, and you want to get rid of all of it, especially if it's an antivirus. So just remember, you've got Kaspersky, you might want to get rid of it, but remember, you can also swap what you've got right now.
Richard, do you have a preferred antivirus that you prefer?
On Windows, I think Windows Defender, I don't pay for one.
Okay.
I don't think you need to. We keep systems up to date. We don't go to unsafe websites. We don't click links and emails. That's 99.9% of keeping secure.
Yeah,
definitely.
Thanks so much. It's Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide Tech Guy. Find him at adelaidetechguy.com.au and talktech.com.au. Cheers, Richard.
Thanks. Talk to you next week.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now, anywhere you are, on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Ariel.
Morning, Adam.
Well, we've had a serious debate this morning at CFM Tasmania on the Facebook. Over 100 comments, and we've been taking calls all morning as well about the Oscars controversy. Hey, we care as little about the Oscars as you, but
so
this has
little.
Got us talking. This has got us talking.
This sure has. Someone actually posted a photo in the comments. Adam, I'm going to read it out to you, okay? Goes, Will Smith at this point is completely broken. He's not the bad guy here. Jada is pulling all the strings. She broke down his masculinity on television during a talk about why she cheated on him. Her excuse was, if he loved me enough, he would have known. I think that Will Smith wholeheartedly did not care about the joke Chris Rock made at the Oscars, but Jada looks over at Will once the camera pans away, as if to say, if you don't stand up for me, this is why I cheated.
Oh. Well, the camera does show him after the joke and he is laughing.
Yeah.
Then at some point, once it cuts away, because you can see Jada's not happy, and then it cuts away and he's on the stage committing assault upon a comedian.
But again, is this all a publicity thing?
That's what Ari thinks.
Who knows? I think it's fake.
Lauren has also said, I think everyone needs to turn and look at Jada and ask why does she have so much power over him? And Simone said, I don't think Will's mental health has been good since she broke his heart. So some people adding that to the conversation too. This morning we were taking calls. Zach from Guns Plains said this.
Well, he was standing up for his wife, so kind of agree with it, but it's not a right to hit someone.
Yeah, I think everyone's kind of in the same boat. Do you think it's real or do you think it's fake?
Ooh, yeah, that's fake. I'll say fake.
Yes!
I mean, if it is fake, it's very clever. We're all talking about it. No one cared about the Oscars yesterday.
No one at all. Go, Zach.
And we had Nigel from Devonport.
Maybe fake.
Yeah, you reckon fake.
Go, Nigel. I also think it's fake.
I do, yeah. They're actors.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's what Ari was saying.
You're so smart, Nigel. You are so smart.
Anyone that agrees with Ari is so smart, according to Ari. We had Josh from Ulverston too.
I reckon Will's in the right there. Chris shouldn't have said much about his wife, I don't think.
You reckon?
Yeah. Do you reckon it's real or fake?
Look pretty hard to me, so I reckon the problem might be real.
And Jared from Devonport had this very thoughtful response.
I think it was actually completely real.
Yeah.
You do?
I think it was real too.
I do. Yeah, I do. Yep.
unfortunately, I think, I mean, bit of a bad taste of a joke if someone's actually got like a medical condition. So I can understand the reaction of it.
Yep.
But it's probably not the best way to handle it in front of millions of people.
How do you think, what about the Academy itself just letting him stay and then giving him the award and then sort of everyone patting him on the back and cuddling him afterwards and stuff? That was a bit of a weird scene for me personally. What do you think, Jared?
It was. I mean, I think it took everyone by surprise. I don't think anyone was ever expecting someone to stand up and do that. So I guess they probably weren't sure how to react to it.
Yeah.
I'm guessing, and I suppose they would have known that he was going to win.
Yeah, exactly.
But it may have been even more controversy if he had already left and then he won. I'm not really sure. It was.
Yeah.
It was interesting viewing, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
That's why it's fake. That is why it's fake. They wanted you all to keep watching.
Jared from Devonport there. Keep the conversation flowing at CFM Tasmania on our Facebook page. Do you think Will Smith should have the Oscar taken off him is our question up there.
And I mean, add it in there if you think it's real or fake.
Yeah, throw that in.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtas.com.au.
We're done for the day. We're going to leave you in the hands of Takesha. She's got your workday hits next. First, before we do go, we've been talking about the Oscars controversy this morning involving Will Smith and Chris Rock. And at 1-300-655-922, we have one more thought from Alex on the phone. Alex, what do you reckon?
Yeah, right. I believe it's fake.
You think it's fake?
Yes, Alex.
Absolutely.
A lot of people saying this this morning. Why is that?
Well, Will and Jada have actually gone out and said before that, and they've called him out, that based on race, that African-Americans haven't been recognised for or being nominated.
Yep.
In the past.
Yep.
If that had been, and they actually say using the race card, if that had been an African-American hitting a Caucasian comedian online, there would be all hell to pay, or vice versa.
Yeah.
But because it was two African-Americans, it's in the eyes, it's, you know, it's okay. Because you're going to go whether it's fake or it's not. What I'm really peeved off about is that two people have drawn a line in the sand on what is allowable for my child to see is okay.
Yeah, that's so true, because kids would be sitting there watching it and being like, oh, it's okay to then
go
slap
hit someone if you don't like their joke or you don't like something they've said, you can respond with violence.
Even if it is correct. Still fake and it's a correct. Ploy for everyone to watch the Oscars, it's still not a good thing to be showcasing.
Who gets to make that decision when I'm teaching my child right from wrong? Why do they get to make the decision on this is how they're going to behave and that it's okay to do it?
Yep, and this is Hollywood. All they do at these award ceremonies is lecture everyone about how to behave and how they're so progressive and everything. And look how they behave.
Correct. So I don't care whether it's real or not. I don't watch the Oscars. I did like Will Smith and Jada as a couple, as, you know, as actresses and actors. However, I don't anymore. Even if it was fake, I'm really annoyed that they got to make that call that this is what we're going to do, whether it's set up or whatnot. Yeah, for my child to actually see something like that and then go, it's acceptable.
Yep.
Or for other children to go, oh, well, it's acceptable to do it.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's hard not to see it, even if you weren't watching the Oscars. It's over absolutely everything.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Good point, Alex. Good point.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too, Alex. Really appreciate your call.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
That was the show. What a show. Oscars special.
It was. Because it was a ploy for everyone to talk about the Oscars.
Didn't work on us, though. Didn't work on us.
Oh, yeah. I know, right? Well, thank you, because we had some content to talk about. Also, not thank you, because you are telling all the kids to be violent, which is not what you want. And then there's the whole Jada thing.
You can get offended by any joke.
You literally can get offended by every joke.
The South Park philosophy is either everything's okay to make fun of or nothing is. So if we start saying you can't make fun of this, you might as well make fun of nothing and no one
laughs.
Actually,
that's a good point. Do you reckon they'll make fun of it in South Park?
Outback's still making
I think
shows.
The season's ended for them. I think just finished a season. Man, they're going to be devastated. They can't make fun of that.
Next season, don't worry. Do not worry. Yeah, because South Park makes fun of everything.
Yeah. That's their philosophy.
Yeah, so if your philosophy is to make fun of absolutely everything, well, then no one can get mad because you make fun of absolutely everything. No one gets mad at South Park.
Yeah, halfway through this month, the season ended. They would be devastated.
Oh,
perfect episode on the platter for him there.
Bring back a special edition, the Oscars.
Yeah. Anyways, well,
so when does the next season start?
Like this time next year, probably.
Oh, what?
Yeah, so.
No, too long away,
but at least you had an Adam and Ari special on the whole thing,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so pretty much.
Thanks for listening right until the end.
All fake news.
Real. It was real. Hollywood people
fake
are that mental.
News.
They're that mental over there.
Fake,
they actually
fake,
are
fake, fake, fake,
unhinged.
Fake.
They're
news.
All out of touch and unhinged. They think that that's okay.
Are you saying you're out of touch?
No, I'm in touch because I'm not Hollywood. I'm here in Tasmania. There's nothing more in touch than a Tasmanian. Down home. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.